עמית שלו.
מספר אחת אומר בעל הסולם בשמעתי.
Yes, excerpt number one, בעל הסולם writes in שמעתי. The efforts that one makes are but preparations for achieving devotion. Hence, one should grow accustomed to devotion. Since no degree can be achieved without devotion, as this is the only tool that qualifies one to be rewarded with all the degrees. Again, the efforts that one makes are but preparations for achieving devotion. Hence, one should grow accustomed to devotion. Since no degree can be achieved without devotion. As this is the only tool that qualifies one to be rewarded with all the degrees. Excerpt number two. Rabash writes, devotion in spirituality is worthless to corporeal people. Since for them, devotion is a means and not the goal. While in spirituality, it's the opposite. Devotion is the goal.
We move forward, Amit.
באהבת השם, שאנו אומרים שה...
Excerpt number three. Rabash writes, with love of the Creator, we say that a person should work only for the Creator, meaning without any reward. This means that he is ready for complete devotion, without any reward, without any return being born out of his devotion. Rather, this is the core, his purpose, that he wants to annul his self before the Creator, meaning cancel his will to receive, which is the existence of the creature. This is what he wants to annul before the Creator. It follows that this is his goal. Meaning, his goal is to devote himself.
Go ahead.
Excerpt number four, Baal HaSulam says in Shamati, the servitude that should primarily be in devotion is on the discernment of fear. At that time, the whole body disagrees with one's work, since it does not feel any taste in the servitude. And with each thing that he does, the body calculates that this servitude is not in completeness. Thus, what will you get out of working? Then, because there is no validity or taste in this servitude, overcoming is only through devotion. This means that the servitude feels bitter, and each act causes him horrendous suffering, since the body is not accustomed to work in vain. Either the work should benefit oneself or others. Rabash writes, excerpt number five. Concerning devotion, I heard from Baal HaSulam that one should depict devotion as we find with Rabbi Akiva. He said to his disciples, my whole life I have regretted the verse, with all your soul, even if he takes your soul. I said, when will I be able to keep it, to realize it? And now that this has come to me, will I not keep it? Certainly, with such a desire to bestow, when a person says that he wants to receive delight and pleasure because this is the purpose of creation, he certainly means only to receive in order to bestow upon the Creator.
Thank you. Amit.
Yes, excerpt number six. Yes. Rabash writes in letter number 65, a person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority. but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind, in the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, disagrees with him annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises for himself. And he asks the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
If it's better for you. Amit.
Right. Excerpt number 7. Bala Sulam says in Shamati, although one can work devotedly, he is unable to determine if this devoted work is appropriate or not, that this hard work would be against his teacher's view and the view of the Creator. To determine, one chooses that which adds labor. This means that one should act according to one's teacher. Only labor is for man to do, and nothing else. Hence, there is no place for doubt in one's actions and thoughts and words. Instead, he should always increase labor.
And let's read the last excerpt.
Excerpt number 8 from Likutei Tfilot, Assorted Prayers. Grant me with your mercies to pray with devotion and sincerity, that I may be awarded annulling all my being in my corporeality, and will not pray for my own benefit at all, but rather be rewarded with complete annulment during the prayer as though I do not exist in the world at all. And my whole intention in the prayer will be only for your sake, to raise the Shekhinah, divinity, from exile to reveal your godliness.